Welcome, welcome, welcome to Gab and Jam, episode 326. What is our topic today?
7 tips for running a blog.
As a DIY rock star. All right, so this post is kind of, maybe it's more for beginners, and maybe if you've watched our episode previously or listened to the episode previously about the benefits of having a blog, maybe you're a person that says, I don't know where to start, or I don't understand some of the ins and outs of it. This may be a beginner list or maybe intermediate list, depending on where you are in your journey. Mm-hmm. So we're going to share our 7 top tips for running a blog, since both of us run blogs. So, all right. So the first one, again, I kind of looked at a Wix post. I'll put their link below. And they had, I think, 20 plus tips for a beginner blogger. But ours, we're going to pull from theirs, but also enhance with our own. All right, so the first one is decide on a niche. That's what they called it. But really is, what is the focus of your blog? Mm-hmm. So I know for us, it is to provide inspiration and motivation and ideas for DIY rock stars. What is your niche?
I would say it's a lot of media kind of analysis. I do like this weird, like, personal essay mixed with like movie and theater review kind of thing.
Okay.
Right now on my blog, I'd say.
And are your audience, are they someone similar to you?
You know, I don't really know who reads my blog, but I know that the people that I, you know, share it with are probably more similar to me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I like that. So arts-minded, maybe even involved in the arts.
Yeah, okay. In some capacity.
Or maybe even follow, like, I know you're Brendan Fraser. I don't know what are the fans of Brendan Fraser called?
We don't have.
You know, Fraser heads or anything?
I mean, I don't know.
But maybe if they even have an interest in the particular movie or that person that you're discussing in the post.
They might click in.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the first one. And the second one is a simple one, and I think we both gravitated to this one, was get a domain. And why did you end up purchasing your own domain name for your blog?
Just so it's easier to find.
Okay.
I think when I was even younger, I had like a WordPress blog, but it didn't have my name on it, and now when I go to look at the like 4 or 5 things I had posted on it, I can never remember what it's called.
I did that on Medium when we first started the blog. Actually, when I got my tattoos, it was when I first did my, because I got my tattoos at 47, my first ever. And I published a thing about it on Medium, and I was so excited about it, and now I don't even know how I can find it.
Yeah.
And that's one reason, again, so for us, it's branding.
Yeah.
So that, again, it's easy to find the blog, but it's also easier when people get ready to search something at least related to the name, mm-hmm. especially if the name is unique, which in both of our cases, it is. And again, we'll have links below if you want to check out either one of our blogs. But yeah, so get your domain, makes it easier for people to find you. And again, it helps with the branding. Who are you? Mm-hmm. It should be apparent in that name, right? All right, so the number 3 reason in the top, well, number 3 tip in the top tips for running a blog as a DIY rock star is to create an editorial calendar. And I know that sounds fancy if people have never heard of it, but all it means is you keep a list of topics that you want to cover, and maybe how often you would like to publish, even if that doesn't end up being what you do. And then the benefit of that is, for me, it takes the pressure off it on times when I'm motivated. It's easy, but times when I'm like, I'm kind of in a slump, like we talked about getting out of the rut, it's easy to go back to that list. Do you do something like that?
Not always, kind of though, because sometimes I'll watch something or, you know, come across something and it kind of sparks an interest in me, but not enough that I'm like, I'm writing a post right now. Because normally I watch the thing and then I'm like, and I'm typing. But sometimes I'll have something and I'm like, if I rewatch this, I think I could write something about it. And I do have like a small list of like those things that I don't necessarily plan to do, but like if one day I'm like, you know what, I'm going to rewatch that thing, then I know that I'm probably going to write something about it.
Okay, I like that. So at least a little idea of the things that sparked your interest, you just didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
And, to but fully, now you can expand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can go back and explore.
I like that. To me, it keeps it easy. Because at that time, you're so motivated. So at least get it down, right?
Right.
All right, the next top tip for running a blog as a DIY rock star, and this helps with writing, is outline your points before writing posts. And we talked about this a few minutes ago. I like a formal outline because now I'm like outline queen, but you have a different method. What is your method?
I like a web. So like the topic of the blog and then like a bunch of little things coming off of it.
Okay.
And I'll outline that way for all of them.
And I love it because it's so, for, I look at her webs and I'm like in awe because it looks like art. But I just don't think like that. But it looks so beautiful. It looks like this, I don't know, you know, some biological, I don't know, Adam creature or whatever. But for me, just keeping a list, it makes it where you have coherency and you don't forget what the main points that you wanted to cover are.
Yeah.
And to me, that keeps the writing so simple, so easy. And of course, you can feel free to be creative with that, you know, branch out and do other things. But for me, I'm the keep it simple, same type person right now. So
I find with the web, you can even, like, if it's not filling up the whole page, I can see what parts of the post need a little bit more.
Oh.
And then I fill that in and add more points till it's like a full thing.
Yeah. They actually have some soft app. I can't remember what it's called. And it actually lets you do, it looks kind of like a list, which is weird for me, but it works like a web.
Uh-huh.
And that, I mean, you know, it looks okay. I just haven't figured out how to make it work for me. So I just, pen and paper.
Yeah, I do love pen and paper.
Yeah, I just write a list on a post-it note and then I got it. I got it. All right, so the next point, number 5, for tips for running a blog as a DIY rock star is I do a cross post between posts. So what that means is as you create more posts, you'll start finding links between the posts you've written before. And you're like, you know what? If someone's interested in this, they might actually go over and watch that or listen to that. And so I have those links interlinked in. And it's supposed to be good for SEO. You know, I'm not SEO queen. For the record, we kind of do blogs for the love of it. And so, I mean, I love it when it reaches people, but even if it never does, like you said, it's out there, it's out of my brain, and it's there somewhere on the internet for somebody who is looking for somebody like us to find it.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like having the cross posts. And now I'm starting to get to the point where we have like playlist or blog, you know, series.
Yeah.
Yeah, where all these things connect up in different ways. But yeah, so if you're interested in this, you might want to go deep dive. Yeah, so that's a good thing for cross. But the only thing I'm really bad at right now, and I know I need to do, is going back. And updating the ones that are super old, because now I have newer ones.
New stuff.
Yeah. Usually I'm taking the new one and putting links to the back ones, but but I really, they say it's super good for SEO, again. Search engine optimization for the computers out there to be able to see the cross-posting both ways. So, do you do any of that?
So, not necessarily, like, for SEO and stuff, but I am someone that likes to ramble, and I can be long-winded. So, it can help to reference old posts to be like, you know, if you, like, this reminds me of what I said about this.
And
which you can read
link.
Here instead of me, like, summarizing the entire
thing.
Point that I had already made previously.
Yeah.
That can help a lot.
Yeah.
So that's what I usually use it for.
Yeah, I like that. Because, again, if someone is interested in you, we talked about this. If you want to check that episode out, again, the benefits of running, of having a blog for DIY Rockstar.
Yeah.
But that's one of the benefits. If somebody is, they find that they get to you and they just love you.
Yeah.
They can deep dive. They're like, oh, but then there's this, and then there's this, and then there's this. So, yeah. So, I like that. All right. So, and another tip for running a blog as a DIY Rockstar, easy, is to promote on social media. And I know some people feel like they're being, I don't know, spammy by sharing what they're doing. But I don't think so. I think that if people are following you or your quote-unquote friends or they're connected to you, then I think it's nice to see people doing things. Even if you don't go check it out, I don't know, it feels good to me in our communities to see people, hey, putting up videos, they're putting out releases, they're doing things. So I say the same thing with the blog post. If they don't want to check it out, they don't have to. But to me, it's not being spammy to just say, hey, you know, and tell a little bit about, hey, this is about, you know, beginning blog tips if you're interested. And then that way, if they're interested, they'll go check it out. But to me, that's an easy way to promote. And it doesn't feel, to me, that doesn't feel spammy. Now, I guess if they put every day. And every group. But I'm saying, if they're following you. They should care about what you're doing. I think so. So that's the easy way to promote. How do you promote?
Usually I do like one post on every kind of platform that I have. Mm-hmm. So I'll put up something on Instagram, something on Twitter, sometimes even something on Snapchat.
Ooh.
And I've actually had like a lot of people that I like went to school with,
uh-huh.
whether it's high school or college,
uh-huh.
like sometimes we'll slide up and be like, I never have any idea what it is that you're watching, but I always read this.
Aww.
And that's always surprises me.
Right.
So I'm like, I guess I'll just keep posting
right.
them. People Aww. Do enjoy reading them sometimes.
But that's the thing we forget, I guess, especially as quote unquote normal people,
mm-hmm.
Is that we forget that not everybody is doing what we're doing, or that we assume that people don't care because, you know, they're not asking, hey, what's the latest?
Right.
But actually what we do is kind of special,
mm-hmm.
because it, again, it creates awareness for whatever it is, the movie, the idea. And then it also just shares a little piece of us. Sometimes people are just curious about who you are.
Yeah, what you're up to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I like that. So, all right, and then finally, I know we've said this before, but the main top tip for running a blog as a DIY rock star is for us to prioritize enjoying the journey. We're not in this necessary, and we would love to be able to pay bills off of it, but we don't want the idea of making money
mm-hmm.
and reaching viral status and all that to overshadow the love that we have for what we put out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we kind of agree on that,
mm-hmm.
is that, yeah, I try to optimize as much as possible when it's easy, but I'm not going out looking for sponsorships. I'm not checking this. Well, I do check stats every day, but I'm not obsessed with the stats every day. And if nobody visits, there are days when there's zero visits, and then there are days when, you know, there are 40 people on there at a time. So I don't know, and I can't control that part, but I can control the joy and mm-hmm. following the joy and not being so, well, if the SEO thing says that we shouldn't do this, as other people have already, whatever, you know,
right.
I don't get caught up in that.
Right.
What about you? So if something, do you feel like you feel pressure if something is popular for you to jump on it? Or is it just the opposite? I'm not going to jump on it because it's popular. How do other people's reception affect what you do?
It really kind of depends, because sometimes things will be popular and I'll have something that maybe, like, I'll have kind of an opinion on it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, this is, like, really, like, people are butting heads about this.
Yeah.
And I don't want there to be people coming to my blog
yeah.
and reading my stuff and then being like,
yeah.
in the comments. So I, like, stay away from it. But then okay. If I like it enough or don't like it enough,
yeah.
like, I'm thinking The Last of Us Part 2
okay.
and Saltburn.
Oh, yeah.
I, like, waited on those while they were kind of at their peak.
Yeah.
And it's just because I was like, I have to write something about this. I don't care.
Right.
You're
passionate about whatever you were saying.
Yeah. yeah. And it's never really backfired on me too
yeah.
bad. Like, usually if I write when I want to, then it's fine. I do have to let go. Sometimes I'll write a post about a show or something that really like touched me and resonated
yeah.
with me, and I'll think that the post was really, really well written
yeah.
and then it won't get like any traction.
I know,
and I just
that.
Have to be like, well, you
right.
know,
you enjoyed
it's
it.
Out there.
Right.
And I like the post a lot, so that's
yeah.
all that really matters.
Yeah, and the good part, like we talked about in the last episode of Benefits of Running a Blog, is that it is out there forever for life. And they were talking about that on one of the podcasts I was listening to. That a lot of times over the years, it compounds. Like for us, we did Stromae back in a post on Stromae back in 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That post, because he put out something new in the past year, keeps getting views from Belgium and everywhere else because, you know, he keeps putting things out. So even though at first it didn't really do much,
mm-hmm.
now over the time it has compounded. So it's once it's out there,
yeah.
like you said, maybe nobody's seeing it now, but once they kind of discover you
mm-hmm.
for themselves, that might be one of the ones
that they come
yeah.
back and read.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or if something in the popular culture comes back, like all the 80s stuff and 90s stuff. So the fact that we have stuff out there about that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
it might end up bringing traffic later on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. So what do you guys think? If you run a blog, and I know a lot of you guys are interested in it or do it, what tip do you think has helped you if you're running a blog, or what do you want to hear more about running a blog if you're thinking about starting one? Leave it in the comments below. And what else? Obtainium Flow is streaming on all your major streaming platforms. Make sure you check it out. The new video for Daylight, which is one of the songs from the album, is going to be dropping soon. So make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. The machine tells us that 80% of you are not. So we need you to hit the button below, hit subscribe, hit the notifications, and then that way you won't miss anything. All right, where can people find you, Zandalee, if they're interested in knowing more about you?
I have a blog called ZandaleeIndigo.com.
All right,
go read that.
I love it. We'll leave the link in the description below. And if you dig the vibe and you want to be a part of the tribe, be sure to
subscribe.
Wishing you love, peace, and good vibes.